I am a mole and I live in a hole. The teetotaler from Dundonan kicks us off as always, and it includes one of the most significant individual notes in Irish music. I'll leave that tantalising thought with you till another time. Hello there, welcome. This is Radio Catskill, I'm Graham Rice, and I bring you an hour of British and Irish folk music, old and new, the Wagonload of Monkeys. And today we'll mark the passing of Clannad's Moya Brennan. I also bring you a taste of some of the more loud and raucous Irish music that's becoming increasingly popular. I've dug up some songs about one of Britain's most intriguing animals, the mole. And as ever, we have new music. And two seasonal openers this week, Written in Green from Bella Hardy, and then Kate Rusby with A Rose in April.
Well, it's time to be unfree and easy.
Bye bye, cold winter, I'll paint it in red across the town. Let each stranger be my friend again, let this long road of life be our home. Two seasonal openers this week. First, we heard Written in Green from Bella Hardy. This album is Songs Lost and Stolen. And then from Kate Rusby's first album, Hourglass, back in 1977, we heard A Rose in April. And that's one of Kate's own songs. Sounds like a traditional song, doesn't it? Moulded in time and transmission. But it first appeared on that Hourglass album in 1977. And Kate says about the song, "This is a song written on a common theme in traditional music. The parents of a courting couple try to separate them with tragic repercussions." Now to the sad part of the show, Moya Brennan, founder, singer and harpist of the family band Clannad from County Donegal, passed away about 10 days ago at the age of 73. She enjoyed a long and influential career, started by singing informally at home in County Donegal, then with her family band, Clannad, with her sister Enya, and as a soloist, she was enjoyed, appreciated and admired, and cast an influence around the world. Let's mark her passing with two songs. First, from back in 2012, the Irish classic Down by the Sally Gardens, with Clannad and friends at Christchurch Cathedral in Dublin. And then we'll hear a track from her final album, 2024, Volume 4 of Voices and Harps, with Cormac de Barra.
This is from Mum and Dad. But I've been young. sure some of you know it's a giant.
On Sunday when the bell was filling with its mellow tones long wood and grassy dell, and when at eve young maidens strayed the river bank along, the widow's brown-haired daughter was loveliest of the throng.
marking the passing of Moya Brennan, down by the Sally Gardens from the album Clannad Christchurch Cathedral, and then from just a couple of years ago with Cormac de Barra, She Lived Beside the Anna. The album is Voices and Harps, Volume 4, Moya Brennan, who passed away very recently, aged 73. And you'll find a link to Moya Brennan's Irish Times obituary on the show's playlist page at wagonload.org tomorrow. And now, as they say, something completely different. You'd have noticed as the shows rolled by that I've brought you songs and tunes about many of Britain and Ireland's birds and animals, as many as I could find. But the mole, the humble little burrowing mole, has so few songs that I've never really had enough. So I thought I'd just go ahead anyway with three mole songs. Here goes.
Darling, ba 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 ba.
I'm not a bat or a rat or a cat. I'm not a gnu or a kangaroo. I'm not a goose or a moose on the loose.
I am a mole and I live in a hole.
I'm not a cow or a chow or a sow.
The Waggle-load Cabinet of Curiosities tells us that the British mole is a slightly different creature from the North American mole, but it's similar in that it's about 6 inches long and 3 ounces in weight, and it makes a network of underground tunnels. The main diet is earthworms that fall into the tunnels. They can be very disruptive in vegetable gardens and in agricultural situations, and the mole catcher was a valued rural trade. The skins were used to make hard-wearing pants and waistcoats. Anyway, we heard 3 songs about moles. Mole in the Ground from Alden Paterson and Dashwood. The album is Call Me Home. Mole in a Hole from Richard and Linda Thompson, no less. The album is Hokey Pokey. And then I'm a Mole and I Live in a Hole from the Southlanders. The album is Vinyl Vault Presents the Brit Rockers. Wonder if any songs about newts or spiders. New folk music just keeps on coming, from singers and musicians and bands that have been around for many decades, to first releases by newcomers. New music is the power behind the development and innovation in folk music. Next time on the Waggle-load of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, on Radio Catskill, it's New Music Monthly, a full hour of new folk music from artists that we know and love, plus those that none of us have heard of till now. So, won't you join me for the Waggle-load of Monkeys New Music Monthly on Sunday afternoon at 3. Right then, in recent years there's been growth, quite a significant growth, in the popularity of raucous Irish music. Traditional songs and tunes given a kind of post-punk, post-metal or otherwise heavy-duty treatment, with full drum kits, electric bass guitar, electric fiddles and even a rock trio with the addition of a slightly hysterical Scots bagpiper. It's all started with the Clancy Brothers and was then given raw intensity by the Pogues. Let's hear them both.
From Paddy's land, the land of fire and loam. I broke the hearts of all the girls for miles round Kitty Town. And when they hear that time away, they'll raise a hullabaloo. And they hear about that handsome lad that they call out on the who. Oh, I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what to do. I'll court her like an Irish man at the broken Barney to his big family. Rannigan, Smalligan, Halligan, Walligan, Mold, I've done to you. Well, I wish me love was a red, red rose going on yon garden wall. And me to be a jewel dropping upon her brow I'd fall.
Perhaps now she might think on me as a rather heavy Jew. The more she'd love that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what to do. I'll court her like an Irishman at the Brogan Blarney too, as me plan with me rollicking, swallicking, holligin', walligin', blown O'Donoghue.
Well, I hear that Queen Victoria has a dog of fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irishman. And if I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion in the bowl, O'Donoghue.
I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her. I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what to do. I'll court her like an Irishman at the Brogan Blarney too, is me plan with me rollicking, swallicking, holligin', walligin', bowl, O'Donoghue.
Yeah!
Kind of thrash traditional style started in an acoustic way with the Clancy Brothers. We heard Bold O'Donoghue from their album In Person at Carnegie Hall. And then the big change came with the Pogues. We heard Dingle Regatta. And the Clancy Brothers were a clean-cut group of lads, well known for their creamy white Aran sweaters. The Pogues looked like a dissolute bunch of rogues who'd just rolled out of the pub hours after closing, which is pretty much what they were. Right. Let's come right up to date with the High Kings. We heard their new single, The Irish Roar, last week. Let's hear a traditional song, Follow Me Up to Carlo. And then the Merry Wallopers, who've got the modern Irish thrash thing off to a fine art, with electric bass player Roisin Barrett driving them on. We'll hear The Holy Ground.
Secure until he met a Kenmalo with Pete McEwburn.
Guess I swear, lurking there, Pete will do what Pete will do. your manners.
Dress as well, aren't you there? People do what people dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care. Falling is your star, Lord. Up with halberd, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Pete McHugh has given the word. Follow me up to
and go to break to Slory, Yoga Mora, selling the loons to Hades. White to sick, grey is fled. Now for Black Fitzwilliam's head, we'll send it over, driven right to King Liza and her ladies.
Curse and swear, lark you dare, feek will do what feek will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care, falling is your star low. Up with halberd, out with sword, and we'll go for by the Lord. Feed McHugh has given the word, follow me up to Carlo. Curse and swear, lark you dare, feek will do what feek will dare. Now Fitzwilliam, have a care.
Safe and cold, we will drink a health to the holy ground and the one we all adore, and we'll drink strong ale and pour.
Two contemporary trad thrashers there, first following up to Carlo from the High Kings. The album is Grace and Glory. And then The Holy Ground from the Merry Wallopers. The album is Irish Rock and Roll. OK, let's round up the selection of modern raucous Irish music with Captain O'Captain from Mr. Irish Bastard. And then Rakish Paddy with a name that's difficult to pronounce, Ich bin in a Heeren, Ich bin in a Heeren, Expedient the Heron, starts off with some nice work on the Irish pipes, then takes off, and the name translates as the Sausages of Ireland, I kid you not, and was chosen, the band say, because we're the slippiest, greasiest dogs going.
On a ship without a head, I've drunk with a crew that I thought was mainly dead. I've shivered me timbers, whatever that means. Here's to the princes and here's to the queens. I've walked the plank naked many's a time. I've paid the price twice, but I didn't do the crime. I've woken up early and played solitaire. I didn't even notice you were there. Captain, oh captain, this time's going down. Or did he that slow? I jump our arse into drunken fights. I cast my son over darkest nights. I rambled and I raved and I think I've gone on. I fight the victories I've lost and the wars I've won. The world's a whore and a house in red. And I spent my time lying in her bed. Captain, oh captain, this time's going down on me.
I've always known the way, I've always heard the voices. I've always got my way, despite my many vices.
First off there, Captain O' Captain from Mr. Irish Bastard. The album is The World, The Flesh and the Devil. Electric bass and full drum kit pounding away. And then we heard Rakish Paddy from Ishmini Lahiran. The album is Poxtail Soup. Other names to look out for in this sort of thing are the Dropkick Murphys and Flogging Molly, and more recently Shanghai Treason, who are guitar, bass guitar, full drum kit, and a woman in tight shorts on the Scottish bagpipes. Look out too for the Clover Hearts, the Rumple, the Painted Ones, Tridanna. And if you want to see something really wild, take a look on YouTube for the Harp Twins and the Wolfgang Twins. OK, after the break here on The Lagerloan of Monkeys with me, Graham Rice, here on Radio Catskill, this week's recent releases.
Hi there, I'm Angela Page. I do a show called Folk Plus, and I do it right before Graham's Wagon Load of Monkeys. So if you're listening now, you're probably a folk fan. And if you want to hear clever lyrics, memorable melodies, all wound around one theme, check out my show Folk Plus, 2 o'clock on Sundays.
Okay, we start the new releases department this week with a recent release that's not new music at all. The Lakes of Pontchartrain is one of the best-known Irish emigration songs made famous by Paul Brady, amongst others. Well, an EP just out from the back catalogue of the Hot Vultures brings us that same song, but with a completely different tune. Hot Vultures with Pontchartrain.
Took the road to Jackson, my fortune to renew. All the people were not friends to me, no shelter could I gain. Until at last I chanced upon the lakes of the Pontchartrain. Over logs and alligators, I'd made my weary way. Over railroad ties and crossings, all in the heat of day. Till at length, towards the evening, some fire ground I. I said, you pretty Creole, my money it's no good. If it weren't for the alligators, I'd sleep out in the woods. Oh, you're welcome here, kind stranger. But we never turn a stranger out on the banks of the Pontchartrain. She took me to her mother's house. They treated me right well. Hair upon her shoulders, in jet black ringlets fell. Oh, to try to paint a picture, I'm sure it would be in vain. So handsome was that Creole girl on the banks of the Pontchartrain. Thank you. though I didn't catch her name. I can't forget such kindness, though we'll never meet again. And at home once more in England, a flowing glass I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to that Creole girl on the banks of the Pontchartrain.
Vultures were more or less an English country blues band, Ian A. Anderson and Maggie Holland, and they've just released four previously unreleased tracks, including that one from a 1980 radio session for the Folk Scene show on KPFK in Santa Monica, California. You hear all sorts of things on the wagon load. That's Pontchartrain from Hot Vultures. The EP is called Vulture Extra. OK, we're playing out with more than just a little one of my favourite English tunes, the Richmond Cotillion from Simpson, Cutting and Kerr. That's Martin Simpson on guitar, Andy Cussie on the melodeon, and Sandra Kerr on the fiddle. Thank you for joining me today. It's been good to have you along. Next time, it's our New Music Monthly, a whole hour of new music, including a startling tune or two from the wonderful Anglo-French band Topette, who, as it happens, feature the aforementioned Andy Cussie. That's it. Give generously to whoever deserves it. We trust you to make your own mind up on that one. Please enjoy our Catskill Spring. Drive like a jackass. Stay tuned for City Arts and Lectures. Bye now.
Support comes from Catskills Property Care, offering full property care year-round for commercial and residential properties in Sullivan County, including snow plowing, landscaping, property checkups, and more. Information at catskillspropertycare.com. And from the Calicoon Theater, an updated vintage movie theater with new film releases, live music, and more. Calicoontheater.com. And from listeners like you, who donate at wjffradio.org.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, while many Republicans are unhappy about Donald Trump's war in Iran, Senator Rand Paul was the only Republican senator to vote in favor of limiting the president's power to wage that war. And Trump, well, he calls Paul a sick wacko. I'll talk with Senator Rand Paul about Donald Trump and the state of the GOP next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen tonight at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Next time on City Arts and Lectures, Emma Straub, novelist and children's book author. Her new book, American Fantasy, takes place on a cruise ship with a 1990s boy band. She'll also talk about running one of New York's most beloved independent bookstores. That's next time on City Arts and Lectures, here on this public radio station.
City Arts and Lectures, this afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville, streaming online at wjffradio.org. This is Radio Catskill, local news, culture, and NPR.